This is a Fox News alert. Russia says it will observe a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Reported to be a humanitarian pause starting immediately.
The Russian state news agencies report the Russian military will observe a ceasefire in two areas of Ukraine beginning Saturday to allow civilians to evacuate. The Russian defense ministry says it has agreed on evacuation route with Ukrainian forces to allow civilians to leave the strategic port of Mariupol in the southeast and the eastern town of Moldovaka.
Fox's chief breaking news correspondent Trace Gallagher reports there's no confirmation from the Ukrainian side and no word how long that ceasefire would last. Kiev not mentioned in the ceasefire report. Fox's Benjamin Hall is there.
It is really a desperate situation as people just wait for what they consider an inevitable Russian invasion. The streets are empty here. Throughout the night there has been the thud of artillery shells and the flash lighting up some of the sky. Gunfire occasionally.
President Zelensky appealing again Friday for NATO to impose a no-fly zone over his country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again saying no.
The only way to actually implement something like a no-fly zone is to send NATO planes into Ukrainian airspace and to shoot down Russian planes. And that could lead to a full-fledged war. In Europe.
President Zelensky will hold an online meeting with several U.S. senators today. For the ninth time this year, North Korea has launched a suspected ballistic missile. South Korea says it was launched from near Pyongyang and flew nearly 200 miles before splashing down in the sea. An Idaho man, among those who stormed the Capitol last year, has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for hitting a police officer with a pipe. Wall Street Friday, the Dow dropped nearly 180 points. NASDAQ lost 224. The S&P 500 closed 34 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Russia's news agencies report Russian forces will observe a partial ceasefire in two areas of Ukraine today to allow for humanitarian evacuations. No confirmation yet from the Ukrainian side. The U.S. Supreme Court sending the Boston Marathon bomber back to death row.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev will be put to death for his role in the deadly 2013 Boston bombing. That in a 6-3 high court decision overruling the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that threw out Tsarnaev. Tsarnaev's death sentence in 2020, saying the trial judge improperly excluded evidence that could have shown Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his older brother Tamerlan and somehow less responsible for the carnage, three people killed, hundreds injured, including 17 who lost limbs. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was later killed by police. In dissent for the court's three liberal justices, Justice Stephen Breyer writing, in his view, the Court of Appeals acted lawfully. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Police in Olathe, Kansas say a male student shot and wounded a school administrator and the school's resource officer on Friday. But despite his wound, the resource officer returned fire and shot and disabled the shooter. Police say all three are expected to survive. Former President Clinton planning to bring his charity back with a meeting in meeting this September in New York.
The Clinton Global Initiative used to be an annual tradition featuring former presidents and celebrity philanthropists, including Bono and Ben Affleck. But Mr. Clinton ended them in 2016 when his wife's presidential campaign led to conflict of interest questions. But now, the former president says it's time to bring the initiative back because of the COVID pandemic, climate change, and the invasion of Ukraine. Clinton says he's calling on the initiative community to come together to meet the urgency of this moment.
Fox's Roger Stern, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.